This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
reporting for duty,
here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
That would be America, the USA,
and with countless dreams,
the country heroes fought and died for. On this day in 1944, June 6, 1944, today is the commemoration of the D-Day, 79th anniversary. We're going to talk more about that coming up on the program we call What's on Your Mind after we talk about the border. Got a few more clips here from folks, that a few more texts and email comments and others as well. Here's one. Hi, Scott. My dad, Art Nyberg, was the radio man with the headquarters battery 188th Field Artillery, who landed with his artillery unit on Utah Beach. Without stopping to dewater their vehicles, the unit was rushed into a firing position, and my dad called in the artillery fire that drove the Germans out of Caratan after the 101st Airborne was prevented from advancing.
Wow.
Held up until that time. He went from that landing through VE Day across Europe. Incredible. Coming home in late 1945, he wrote a book about it, which was never published. We found the paper copies, and I've typed it up to hopefully publish someday. Pretty cool.
Carentan is one of the episodes in Band of Brothers. They talk about, yeah, when they took that town.
Interesting.
Man.
Anyway, we'll get to a few more of your comments before the end of the hour. Appreciate all the feedback. It was a great hour, really, just commemorating the anniversary of D-Day and hearing your stories. So thank you for that. Appreciate it very much. Our friend Todd Bedsman is here. Todd is the author of a couple of books, America's Covert Border War, which, by the way, could be written again today because it's becoming covert again. Where's the media? They're forgetting that the border war is still on. He wrote America's Covert Border War. He also wrote Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History. Those are two great books if you really want to understand what's happening. And he's not forgotten. From the Center for Immigration Studies, Todd Bensman. Todd, welcome back. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me. Just back from the border, and it's not good down there.
What'd you see?
Well, first of all, you know, the Biden administration is taking victory laps. They're talking about 70% declines. Everything's great. Don't worry about it. But what I saw was another gathering surge of family units that are crossing in very, very large numbers in the Del Rio sector. The Biden administration, of course, has this new plan in place, for after Title 42, which was the pandemic era, everybody gets pushed back policy. And so they've replaced it with a policy that they were claiming is super tough, really, you know, filled with punishments and consequences if you try to cross it legally. And what I found in my last couple of trips is that they're just letting everybody through just like before. Nobody's getting any punishments. There's, like, no consequences. I can't find anybody that's been pushed back or punished for illegally crossing. I've only found family units and single adults that are just being let in just like always. So I don't believe that the 70% number is if it held at all, or if it was ever true at all, is going to hold for very, very much longer. That, and also the fact that the administration has expanded, vastly expanded, although they won't tell us by how much, this entry permit handout program, where they're just handing out humanitarian entry permits in Mexico by the tens of thousands and bringing people over the ports of entry so that they don't have to call them illegal. That's the CBP One app. They're able to make a reservation to cross at a land port on a phone app. And they're just expanding this thing. And when you go to the bridges, you can see them all lined up for hundreds of yards, waiting to just walk over the border through the port. And that way you can't count them. So when the president brags about a 70% decline, they're not telling you the other half of the story, which is probably a 70% increase in this other kind of crossing. It's kind of like that shell game where you have a ball under one of three cups, and they're kind of moving it around. And they lift the one that's empty and say, look, here's the story. No ball.
Unbelievable, as usual. Are they not under some obligation to report how many people have accessed this app for entry?
Yes, they are under obligation, but they are defying every attempt to get those numbers. They are hiding that ball. It's like the biggest state secret of the Biden administration, this number. A couple months ago, eight members of Congress sent a letter demanding these numbers, and they were blown off. They're still blown off. My organization, the Center for Immigration Studies, put in a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act request for these numbers back in February. And we've been blown off, and now we're suing over it. They're just doing everything possible to hide these numbers so that the president can put press releases out and hold press conferences saying, look, 70% decline in the illegal category, never mentioning at all that they have created, invented out of whole cloth an illegal admittance program where they're bringing thousands and thousands over the land ports and also flying them in from foreign airports directly into U.S. airports. There are thousands of those happening as well, and nobody knows how many.
This should shaken you to the core, folks, because this is deceit on the part of the federal government. When they say border crossings are down, you know, the illegals...
Illegal border crossings are down.
Right.
Not crossings. There's all kinds of crossings happening.
Again, they're putting them at the port of entry.
They're not in the river anymore, is the bottom line.
Is that right?
Yes. Well, it is. But only in the first few weeks since Title 42 went away, because what always happens is when there's a big U.S. policy change, the immigrants just pause for a minute to kind of figure out where the loopholes are. Well, what I'm reporting, I had a big piece yesterday in the New York Post about this. You can look it up. My name and New York Post is that they figured out where the loopholes are, and the families are now just pouring in. These numbers won't be reflected until probably a month or 6 weeks from now. But I believe that we will see the numbers of illegal crossers be reflected. So because the family units have figured it out, I met and interviewed five different families that had just been allowed in and were getting ready to get on the buses to New York and Memphis and Houston and everywhere else. And they're just being released on their own recognizance if they come in with kids. There's no asylum. There's no expedited removal. None of the punishments that they promise are being applied to these family units. And they know it now. And they're sending word back down the trail. And more and more and more are now crossing. Yesterday, I was in the Phoenix airport, on a transit flight from California. And I had about an hour and a half, and the place was filled with immigrants. I mean, filled. And you can tell because they're walking around with plastic bags where their papers are filled, you know, it's filled with their papers. And I interviewed a couple of them, and these are a Mauritanian and a Senegalese, and they were showing me their papers, and these ones are coming through the Yuma, Arizona area, that sector, singles, and they can't be returned because their countries refuse to take them back. We don't have agreements. So we let in all these people from African nations and from the Middle East and Egypt and Sudan, people from all over the world are just being let right in and not being subject to these harsh punishments that are being paraded around like they're real. They're not real. People are still coming through illegally, too.
Hang tight, if you would, Todd. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. Fascinating, up-to-date story on the very latest of what's happening at the border. It's not over. The crisis is far from over. It's still happening. Unfortunately, there's not more media there to tell this story, but Todd Benzman's been there, and you're hearing the story right here. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Here at the University of Mary, we are committed to supporting our nation's heroes with a full range of military-friendly degree plans. Whether you're active duty, reserve, or retired, our military services team is ready to help you maximize your education benefits and pursue your calling on your terms. Explore your options today at online.umary.edu/military. That's online.umary.edu/military.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 164 acres in Stark County, 784 acres in Kidder and Stutzman counties, 563 acres of exceptional cropland in Wilkin County, Minnesota, near Wolverton, 201 acres of hunting land in Roseau County, near Winoska, 3.6 acre lot on Lake Metegoshi in Botten Hill County, mineral auctions in Slope and Hettinger counties. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover.
Another request in for it's Vera Lynn, right?
Yeah, boy, she was a big deal in the day.
Songs from the...
I recognize the name, but I didn't realize it. She's a big deal.
From the era of the D-Day invasion. Yep. 79th anniversary of that right now. brought to you by Hot Springs Spas at Pool Tables 2 today. Your wellness is within reach, and Hot Springs Spas at Pool Tables 2 is the perfect spot to do it. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Springs Spa. They're in stock and ready to deliver right now. You know, for less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. So stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. If you already have a hot tub, trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness. Every day made better. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Grand Forks, and in Bismarck.
But you say it's going to be 90 today? Well, how about a splash pool?
There you go. I got those too. I got those too.
All of it. Every season.
And they will have that baby set up for you in a jiff. Made in the USA. They set it up in less than an hour.
Oh, they're amazing.
$50 a month. You got a pool in your backyard. Number one best-selling pool in North Dakota since 1997. So, you're right. 21 past the hour. We're chatting with Todd Bensman from the Center for Immigration Studies. Texter wants to know, if we really want to end this invasion, we would not only enforce our immigration laws, but we would pass a law that criminally penalizes every NGO for facilitating illegal border crossing.
Yeah. How are they getting away with it?
I say 1 year in federal prison for every employee of an NGO for each illegal alien they assist. That's sort of the untold story, isn't it, how they're...
They're the enablers.
The facilitators of a lot of this. Right, Todd?
You know, enough NGOs are providing material aid and assistance, not just at our border and inside our country, but all along the southern approaches into the country from, you know, the cone of South America, southern cone of South America, all the way through Central America. They're there with these supporting way stations, a lot of it supported by U.S. taxpayers, where the money goes through the State Department and all these other kind of avenues, but ultimately ends up in the pockets of immigrants on their way here. It's not without precedent that NGOs and people that support illegal immigration get prosecuted. The Europeans started doing this a couple of years ago, several of the EU countries, and it just shut it all down like right away, where NGOs that were providing very significant life support networks and systems all along the pathways are ending up in prison, and so that shut that down. And I think a lot of immigrants who would have come decided not to because, you know, you don't have a guaranteed safety net under you on the way in, which is what a lot of people need to pull the trigger. So I do believe that that would be an impactful part of the overall solution in the U.S. I don't know if that's ever going to happen, but the Europeans did it, and everybody thinks they're pretty smart.
You mentioned earlier that families are flooding the border right now. How does this get communicated to these families and you know where they're coming from? How would they know? Okay, green light, you come with a family, and the rules don't apply to you, and you're just in. How do they know that?
Well, I already mentioned that there's a pause. Immigrants wait when there's a big policy shift. They stay home. They stay in place for a little while until they can figure out, does the government mean this? Are they really going to do mean things to us if we try to cross, if we spend smuggler money? It'll be a waste. And then the first tentative vanguards of them will test the system. And the second that they win and get in, they send selfies back of them with thumbs up next to the buses or in New York at the hotel or, you know, in the airport in Phoenix, that sort of thing. And then it's on. So I asked all of the families that I interviewed last week in Del Rio, Texas, how did you hear about this? And that's how they heard about it. They said the people, friends and family that just went ahead of us got in. So we said, forget it. Let's go in too. And then I met families on the Mexican side that were literally bagging up their clothing, putting them in bags, and getting ready to step into the Rio Grande. And I said, why are you doing this? And they said, because we're hearing from all our friends that they're letting us in. That's how it works. It doesn't matter what Biden says or Mayorkas or the government says or smugglers, or all they care about is what their cell phones tell them from the other immigrants upstream. Did they get in or didn't they get in? It's just that simple.
Wow. And by the way, you've been down there a lot. I assume this time you saw a lot less media. What's with that?
Yeah, no media. I was all alone because the Biden administration is declaring victory. They're saying the numbers are down 70%, notwithstanding the fact that the numbers are probably up 70% coming through the borders, through the ports of entry. So they're running cover for the administration, in my opinion, swallowing hook, line, and sinker this fraud that the mass migration is over and everything's under control. So when I was down there, I didn't see anyone. I was all alone as these immigrants are just pouring in all around me. They're just everywhere. I've got my drone up just shooting, fifth groups of 50, all just being allowed into the country. And right in front of me being processed and put on vans and into the country, all the rest of that. I tweeted out at one of them, a bunch of migrants that were right in front of me, and I'm in the press area under a bridge in Eagle Pass. And I just kind of panned around behind me and just showed that my rental truck was the only one there. Me and my rental truck were the only ones there. And that's just the way it's going to be. I think they're going to just return to the way they've been for 2.5 years, saying there's no problem down there. But there is.
And you know what? Republicans need to get down there because that draws the media when they go down there and do a little mission to the border. Senators, representatives, get down there. Cover this, don't you think, Todd?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not hard to see. It's happening right in front of you. You don't have to work at this at all. If you go over to the Mexican side briefly, I mean, it's not that dangerous or anything. If you want to go over there, you can, I interviewed a nun running a shelter in Piedras Negras who said, yeah, they're coming in huge numbers now. They're showing up at the bus station. You can see them coming in. And they're crossing over to our side, and you can see that really easily, too. So I do believe that it's an easy task, what you're talking about there. It's not a hard thing to do. Just go down there and look.
How do we follow your work?
You can follow me on Twitter, Benzman Todd. My book is called Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History. I think it's world history. That's a new book, and it's available anywhere books are sold, Amazon, bookstores, all the rest by Postal Press.
Yeah, get up to speed on this. Talk about it, folks. Let others know about it. Todd Benzman, always appreciate the updates. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow. A massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All season men's slippers. All season women's slippers. There's all season men's moccasin slippers and all season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code Scott. Remember, that's an important part of this deal. Promo code Scott to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on, plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code Scott to get the deal. Promo code Scott to get the deal, or call 800-506-9028.
USA News update. The Republican presidential field expands by at least one today when former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie officially enters the race. In New York City, a mixed reaction.
I wouldn't vote for him. I didn't like him when he was governor in New Jersey either. He flip-flops on everything.
I think that's a good thing. I just feel it's a good thing to have more options for Republicans to choose from.
Another weird twist in the classified documents case surrounding former President Trump. CNN says a worker at Mar-a-Lago draining the club's pool flooded a room where surveillance system servers were located. The servers were not damaged. About 1,300 people from more than two dozen villages in southern Ukraine have been evacuated after an explosion breached a major dam, creating major flooding. CNBC reports the PGA Tour and the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Tour will merge. The deal would end the bitter legal battle underway. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Found a gem, huh?
Yeah, right?
Wow. Jay Kaiser and his orchestra. Music today commemorating the 79th anniversary of D-Day and the heroism of our Allied forces on June 6, 1944. 79th anniversary. Our friends at PetroServe USA have some home cooking, grab-and-go convenience waiting for you. Beef macaroni at 45th and Fargo. Euland has scalloped potatoes and ham. Glendon has tater tot hot dish. NP Avenue, Swedish meatballs. Downtown Fargo. Chicken pot pie, 12th and I-29. Meatloaf for cabbage rolls, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Harwood beefy noodles today. And there's a hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie in Valley City. PetroServe USA. Our next guest is the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Ron Ness joins us on the program to talk a little bit about OPEC's decision yesterday and what that could mean and ways we could make up the difference on that production. Ron, how are you?
Another beautiful day across North Dakota.
It is. Summer's great.
I hope you're getting out and about a little bit.
Yeah, get out and enjoy this. And you've got some fun to come this summer with Cookfest and Medora.
Yeah,
and
we're going to be in Kildare, North Dakota this year, and it should be fantastic. We're going to do one instead of two Cookfest events. So it all started back in Kildare. If you remember, Scott, you were there, about 2010, maybe? Isn't that something?
That is something. So, and those are epic events.
July 18th, Kildare, North Dakota. So I hope you can join us. It's been a great event as we've taken education sessions and great barbecue across really the communities where the oil and gas activity has happened. And I think it's been a tremendous success. And we're probably around, approaching 30 of these events over the last 13 years. How has that happened so fast, Scott?
It is amazing when you think about it, that first one to now. And I remember Tioga in the early years as well, and great fun. You know, they really are, and a wonderful opportunity to interact with community members and people from the industry and take it all in. So I wanted to talk a little bit about
the other component of that we overlook, Scott, is, you know, between Kathy Nesset and myself and Lynn Helms and others, really starting in 2008, 2007, 2008, doing town halls, educational town halls, and just I think we've been in every gymnasium and every before there were nice facilities in the Western communities, we were in gymnasiums, we were in the back of bars, we were in small little shops. We did educational town halls across the Bakken And, you know, I know we're well over 300 of those that we've done, and so much discussion about carbon right now. And, you know, this has come on very fast, as I think Lynn Helms had said once, you know, really hadn't seen anything happen so fast in his entire tenure at the Industrial Commission. But, you know, getting out and talking about the aspects of carbon dioxide and how we've been doing it, and Basin Electric's been sending carbon dioxide up to an oil field in Canada for, you know, more than two decades, and we're using carbon dioxide in Bowman County in the Red River B oil field down there south of Bowman. That carbon dioxide's coming all the way from Wyoming. So there's lots of things that a lot of educational opportunities, and you know, so I think that's part of this issue, is that we just haven't had enough education on this topic, but here we are.
No, you're very right, and those education sessions are fabulous. I mean, you just learn a ton, and I know everybody that I've spoken with that has come to those has really said, boy, I learned a bunch. And I'd also say folks from the eastern North Dakota that are curious about what's happening in western North Dakota and with the oil fields, it's a great opportunity to learn as well. So be sure you take that in. So OPEC decides to cut production. Why are they doing this in your view?
Well, I think that they recognize that, you know, demand for energy, or demand for gasoline hasn't recovered all that well since COVID. You see times in which we've amped up activity, but, you know, we've seen so many cuts in the production, and that's what's held the price of oil up higher than really demand across the world. We knew a year ago that once the world was kind of out of COVID, that there was going to be a surge of activity across the country and across the world, and ultimately prices followed. But I think, I suspect OPEC is a cartel. They like to protect their interests. And now that we've backed off on American energy support and American energy dominance, we've opened the window for OPEC to determine and dictate to American energy consumers. So everybody that's out there listening today, you know, OPEC now tells us what the price of gasoline is going to be at the pump, because they're going to decide. Previously, when we were supporting all forms of energy and we were ramping up oil and gas production across America and we were energy dominant, nobody cared what OPEC was going to do, because their voice was gone. They're talking about cutting 1 million barrels a day. Well, if you look across the Bakken and across the other oil shale plays in America, you know, we're down well more than 1 million barrels a day. And all of that, frankly, goes right back to the policy, the words that come out of the White House, the directives of the agencies, the directives and the push on the financial institutions to wean themselves from fossil fuels. And, of course, ultimately, it's going to hurt all of us on the loss of baseload energy in this country. And so the days of affordable, reliable energy ought to be appreciated, because if we keep shutting down coal plants and we keep backing off of investments into oil and gas, we're going to be dictated by high energy prices and OPEC. So get used to it.
So what's the trick to rendering OPEC irrelevant again?
Well, I think we got a little taste of it last week, didn't we? When all of a sudden, because of the actions of the Congress and the House of Representatives being bullish on an energy bill that, you know, didn't pass the Senate, but it passed the House, and that energy bill, a lot of those provisions were blended into the budget reconciliation and a debt ceiling act last week by Speaker McCarthy, and our own Congressman Kelly Armstrong was in the room, in the mix. There were some pretty big strides made last week in that debt ceiling bill to somewhat limit the ability of the federal government to just slow play any project they don't like, with permitting reform. And of course they approved the pipeline in West Virginia, which was, you know, somewhere around 90% done and had been sitting there, a natural gas pipeline. So we've got to be bullish on energy. We got to have strong energy policy directive from the top that recognizes that there's no end of oil and gas, there's no end of coal, we need all the energy we can. We should continue to support solar and wind. But at the end of the day, just look at us versus our kids versus our parents. The amount of energy our parents consumed on a daily basis, the amount of energy we consume on a daily basis, then look at our kids. They are energy pigs. Consumption of energy in this country is going straight up. We don't see, if these were truly advocates of energy and this wasn't about big environmentalism and politics, they would be pushing for conservation, not just green energy only. And, you know, I always contend, of course, what's more green than, you know, plant and organic matter 360 million years ago that through time and heat and is now transformed into this incredible resource we know as coal, oil, and natural gas that we extract out of the ground and utilize for the benefit of society. But we got to have a better process, and it's not just the federal government now. You're seeing cities and states, and the stupidity has gotten down to banning natural gas stoves in New York City, if you can even fathom that.
It has. It is mind-boggling stupid. It's just ridiculous. And you wonder when people are going to wake up and say enough already. Back to the infrastructure, not to the infrastructure portion of the debt ceiling limit bill. What specifically in North Dakota in that permitting reform will help? What, you know, can you think of probably where you move the needle the most out of that deal?
Well, the one provision that is very, very clearly is they can't bounce you from agency to agency, and there's timelines within the permitting process. So a project today, they can bump you down 7-10 years, you know, and for approvals, final approvals, you know, look at the Dakota Access Pipeline. I think this week that pipeline's been operating 5 years safely, efficiently, moving 600,000 barrels of American-made Bakken oil to the Louisiana Gulf Coast, displacing oil from Libya and other OPEC nations. It's reliable. It's added. It's gotten us a better price in North Dakota. It's added to our state tax coffers. It's added jobs. It's taken, you know, hundreds of thousands of rail cars off the rails every day. There's 600,000 less barrels of oil that are traveling by rail than they were before. It's put them in that pipe. So, you know, the ability to build infrastructure and build a pipeline and know that you can get it built rather than it being blocked. And as I said, that pipeline still doesn't have its final approval. There's still a box that needs to be checked in. So that really creates uncertainty for investors and projects. So I think that's a big one.
Yeah, that's great to hear for sure. And it's baby steps now, right? And you got to be happy to get baby steps and until you don't have a Biden administration anymore, really, don't you?
Well, I think you've got that. That's a super big win when you look at the dynamics of the Senate and the White House and just how Speaker McCarthy leveraged that. And I think that folks that are looking at it and say, it's a bad deal, boy, you better dig in because a handful of less votes in the House and we don't have the majority there on the Republican side, and you get nothing. You get a bunch more spending along with that debt ceiling increase. Now you got some real tax reductions, plus you got some of these major permitting reforms, which will drive the economy. So I think those are big. And you're right, you gotta hold serve here for a while and try and create a big change in this political wrap up. And you know, that's one of the reasons why I think as North Dakotans we should be super excited to have Governor Burgum in the discussion for president, because
I want to talk a little bit about that when we come back after the break. Ron Ness with us, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Stay tuned. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
I'm Jim on USFlagpoleGuy.com. Are you the guy who represents our great country by assuming the responsibility for our nation's colors in your town? You are there every morning to pose at half-staff and every evening caring as Old Glory flies. I would like to inform you of special discounts and help U.S. Flagpole Guy can be to you at carrying and maintaining our flag. Parts and service, please call Jim at USFlagpoleGuy.com, 701-571-FLAG, or USFlagpoleGuy.com.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A buzzard took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square.
Our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons bring you What's On Your Mind. And, you know, when you call H.A. Thompson & Sons for, you know, you name it, they can do so many things. But whatever it is, you know you're getting a company that's been around since 1908. High-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services, all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Started in Bismarck, North Dakota, and continues to expand. HATandSons.com or call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393. Continuing our chat with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. So just before the break, you mentioned Doug Burgum. Talk a little bit about what that means for oil and gas in North Dakota to have the governor running.
Well, I don't care if it's oil and gas, Joel, or it's anybody in North Dakota. I think being on a stage like that, and hopefully he can get himself to a situation where he's on the debate stage in late July, because you know, people across this country have no concept of the importance of agriculture and the importance of energy, and baseload energy, and I think he'll bring those messages. Certainly, that's where he's from. That's what he's going to do. So I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, or have no political interest. I think it's good for our state to change the narrative of the discussion of some of these debates. And these debates can get very East Coastish and coastish. And you look at what's going on across those parts of the country and the anti-ism towards agriculture and energy. So this can be important for our state. So wish him all the best, and I sure hope he can stay in this discussion. And you know, stranger things happen.
Jimmy Carter.
People Jimmy know Carter. He needed change. he's got the wherewithal to stay in the game. And let's all be cheerleaders.
And by the way, to get on the debate stage itself, they need 40,000 donors. So there are some efforts I've seen with other folks that are sort of networking to say, you know, it could be a buck. It doesn't matter what the donation amount is, but he needs 40,000 individual donors. That's the threshold to get on the debate stage. So kind of interesting that.
I think that for 40,000 of us in North Dakota, it's worth $10 to get him on that debate stage. So let's all jump up and send $10 in, because that's a good thing for our state.
Yeah, very interesting. Wanted to talk to you too a little bit about this story in the forum on Saturday, and it's. I feel like every time I read one of these stories, it's the same story I read before, and so you know, obviously, you've got. The Environmental Defense Fund quoted here. You've got Dakota Resource Council quoted here. And they're saying that a study finds North Dakota loses $680 million in flaring gas, as if, you know, the industry is, you know, just doesn't care. You know, let this go into the air. What do you say to these stories?
Well, first of all, Scott, it irritates me beyond belief that the forum has done this again and put this junk science on the front page of the Fargo Forum. These guys, EDF and the Dakota Resource Council, great supporters of North Dakota, first of all, right? They support ag and energy and everything that we all live for and do here. But secondly, they're using 2019 data. And I have no idea where they come up with $680 million. That's got to be every royalty, every penny they could actually nickel out of everything. But today we're capturing 95 to 97% of the natural gas in the Bakken. And as we knew, we had to build infrastructure from scratch, and over $20 billion of infrastructure. I'm so proud of what the industry has done. I didn't think we could get above 91 or 92% where the state set the threshold. And now we're looking at 95 to 97% gas capture. And you have to then build in redundancy. You have to do everything. And the discussion amongst industry is, We think the Bakken's already the cleanest barrel in the world. We're going to take that number even higher. So very frustrating that kind of junk science gets news and we don't get a comment on it. We don't get to show that data's 4 years old and it's absolutely a bunch of crap. But other than that, Scott, it was, you know, not bad.
I felt the same thing about it. I also think people don't understand, you know, the play in North Dakota is young enough that you don't have all of the infrastructure that you need. I mean, nobody likes to flare gas, right?
Well, absolutely not. But you don't get the oil if you don't figure out how much gas is there and then right size and build your infrastructure, which we failed at two or three times because the resource is so much better than what we thought. So we've built it, we've rebuilt it, but now we're up. You know, no machine runs 100% of the time. So how much is that machine going to run to capture that gas? And of course, you can't put gas in a storage tank. So the emission reductions that we have seen as a result of our ability, phenomenal, and nowhere near yet done. The legislature has created the Clean Sustainable Energy Authority, which supports energy emission reducing technologies in North Dakota. So been a lot of great work done. There should be a lot of people very proud. And the fact that, you know, nobody reaches out to the Department of Environmental Quality, who really regulates air. Nobody reaches out to get the good data from the Department of Mineral Resources and show the comparative analysis. Absolute junk science. And they printed it, and they did it earlier this spring, too. So
And I don't think it called out for it.
And four-year-old data. It's like a four-year-old story. I mean, it's not updated, so, yeah, it's crazy. Ron Ness, always a pleasure catching up with you, my friend. Thank you for the time.
Have a great day, Scotty. Thank you.
You as well. North Dakota Petroleum Council President Ron Ness with us on What's On Your Mind. Kev, we'll see you tomorrow, okay? That's a wrap. Thanks for listening, folks.
You bet.
God bless.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.